It's no point in me starting my talk saying how serious is the situation that our enemies are manipulating the media. We've been hearing it for 2 days. Grassroots activism from our enemies is also very worrying. But even more worrying is that our side hasn't fully appreciated the need to incorporate grassroots activism within our own strategic planning. This means that we have to recruit lots of information soldiers from the public sector. And these information soldiers are no different than from the fighting soldiers, in that they have to be recruited, they have to be trained, they have to be given missions, and supported, and given backup and encouraged. We're not seeing this at the moment. The situation with the volunteers today is that pensioners, housewives, people with full-time jobs, they're very knowledgeable, trained to be excellent speakers, excellent information soldiers, but they're not being given missions especially planned for them, for their use in the strategy of our security. Just think for a moment. Since September 2004, we've had UN Security Council Resolution 1559. Now that specifically states that all non-Lebanese and Lebanese militia has to be disarmed and disbanded from Lebanon. Who ever heard of UN Resolution 1559? You've all heard, everybody's heard of Resolution 242. Why has anybody heard of 242? Because it's been our enemy's tactical strategy to make sure that everybody all over the place from all sources keep on talking about it. And talk about it in such a way so people remember it with their connotations. Just imagine if it was our tactical strategy to use all our information soldiers for 2 years to keep on talking about Resolution 1559. And to say, if the UN don't implement this resolution, then Hezbollah will start another war in the region. And this would be very dangerous to the lives of the innocent Israeli people and the Lebanese population. Just think if that was ingrained into the public awareness for 2 years, how it would have looked differently this August. Now, we all know to ingrain into the awareness of the general population of the public, you need lots and lots of people to say these things, all kinds of different sources, whether it's on the radio, on the television, from officials, from bloggers. That means a lot of recruitment. We have to recruit lots of information soldiers. We don't have enough. What we have at the moment are lone individuals, small little groups in different areas around the world. They're doing what they can. They're doing what they can in their own communities, and they're doing it without any budget whatsoever, out of their own pockets. This is not a wait, fight, or war. Now, Kochav is short for Coalition of Hasbro Volunteers. We're an international organization of volunteer groups. We try our best to coordinate our missions, coordinate our campaigns, so that we've got a wider voice. We try our best to support each other, to give each other the information. If one group has got a rally somewhere and they need leaflets, and another group has already got the leaflets, we supply them. We do what we can, but this needs to be developed on a much, much wider scale for it to be really effective. Now, to be effective is that you have to, everybody has to get on band to the same campaigns. Now, what Nitzana was saying is terrific. I mean, what they're doing is great. But just think how much Hasbro mileage we can get out of that. If we had more people on board, if people were writing about it, and blogging about it, and talking about it, then it becomes more into the public awareness than just if Nitzana stands up somewhere and talks about it. We've got two, for instance, terrific golden opportunities for everybody to get on board. It was last week in New York, there was this symposium about indicting Ahmadinejad for genocide. This should be something that everybody can talk about and use somehow, because there's so much husband mileage out of that. And what about that poor chap in Bangladesh, the journalist, Salah Shahori? He's been arrested for advocating, talking, dialogue with Israel. His life is in danger. He faces the death penalty because he writes positive things about Israel on his Bangladeshi newspaper. We should be all over this. This is a humanitarian issue. We should have lawyers and bloggers and all the humanitarian organizations onto this. And that's how we get to talk about Israel at the same time. Ashraf, in order to get a lot of people together and to coordinate people, to get people to do things, we can learn a lot from our enemies. We can learn a lot from the ISMers and the Stop the War people. Because what they do is they have a person in every region who is a coordinator. And they coordinate the volunteers. That's their full-time job. And they make sure that the volunteers have something to do. We have a lot to learn from them. And we can also learn a lot from our own activists that are out there in the field. We recently held a survey for all the activists that belong to Kolkata and our organizations, and we asked them questions. We asked them, what do you do? How do you do it? What's the most difficult things you face? What have you found that really works well for you? What do you need in order to help you more? Now, this is not the forum to go into the whole explanation of the answers we got. I'm going to give you three bottom line sequels, three bottom line answers. There's plenty more, I'm only going to give you three of them now. One is that we don't have enough activists. We simply don't have enough people to do the job, and we need to recruit more. Two, we need to have a full-time job for people to all coordinate the activists just like our enemies do. Because the activists are there, they're waiting to be told what to do, they're waiting to be organized. Somebody has to do that. Every area needs one of these people, and it takes money. Nobody from SOFA's got money, it takes money. And third, very important, we need to put a lot more energy into developing public speakers. Our activist tells us that the most effective way of communication is eyeball to eyeball. When they manage to have opportunities to talk to the public, to talk to, whether it's schools or lobby in groups in the parliament, or whether it's to go to churches, eyeball to eyeball does it. All the images that they don't see in the mainstream media, that they don't see on television, is another opportunity to bring those images. So you get the eyeball to eyeball, you've got the questions, you've got the attention, and you've got the images too. Listening to what the activists abroad have been telling us, Kolhav has put together a seminar, a one-day seminar, again on the street for Shoestring. Everything is volunteer. The Kolhav members are volunteering. A one-day seminar for training. There's going to be special workshops also to develop public speakers. Public speakers are needed not only abroad to speak to the churches. We need public speakers here in Israel. First of all, we need them here to speak to groups that come here. There's groups that come on missions. There's the volunteers that go to the army bases in Sahel. They come here as supporters. We want to send them back as activists. We give them motivational talks, so when they go back, then they start groups in their area. So we need lots of speakers for those sort of reasons. And we need speakers to speak to the Israelis, because we need more Israeli activists. Israelis go abroad. We want them to know how to talk to the people, business people. We give talks to the schools, to hospital staff, but we want more and more Israelis on board as well. So one of the workshops that we're having at the seminar, I'm sure all of you got an email about it, there's some literature outside, is on public speaking. The other thing that we're having at the end of the day, everybody's going to be breaking up into think tanks, brainstorming think tanks. And things that have been brought up in the conference these last 2 days. I think much like I said, how can we use Haradim and somebody else, I wrote it down on the back. There were some good ideas from bloggers, and there are other issues that our volunteers want to bring up, like Christian relations and how to use Jewish refugees from Arab lands, etc., etc. Each table will take a subject and develop it into an initiative. How can we develop this issue and make it into something doable? Now, you're invited to come and have your own think tank table if you want to lead one, if you've got an idea and you want to brainstorm with other people how to create initiatives. The success of a conference isn't how many people come, and it isn't if how much things work smoothly and nothing breaks down. The success of the conference is what happens with the information. What do people do with it afterwards? What new initiatives are started? I hope that in the few minutes that I've had to speak, I've managed to get across the serious need for regarding Hasbara activism as a strategic asset that needs to be incorporated in our strategic planning.